On the show today, we have Sea Ledger's very own Julie Esser talking about rebranding MyCUID into MemberPass. Check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have CU Ledger's very own Julie Esser. Julie, how are you?
Hello. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. You guys are probably on cloud nine right now because you just had some big news. You guys are changing the name from MyCUID to MemberPass.
Yes.
Pretty cool news. Before we get into the reasoning behind the name changes, can you give us a quick refresher on MyCUID, which is now MemberPass, and how it helps credit unions?
Sure. So MyCUID, now known as MemberPass, is designed to be the simplest, most secure solution for credit unions to verify their members anywhere.
Cool.
Across all different channels.
All right. And it's using kind of a decentralized process, method, model, that type
yes,
of thing?
Yes, there are a lot of different things that make that work, you know, and decentralization is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So leveraging distributed ledger technology or blockchain technology, although no personally identifiable information is ever on the ledger, but what it's on there are these decentralized identifiers and schemas and a whole lot of technical stuff that makes it all work.
Gotcha. So let's get to the brass tacks here. Why the change? What prompted this change? The name change.
So in 2019 was our year of pilots and testing.
Oh yeah.
And so we spent a lot of time working with a number of credit unions on testing the user experience and getting a lot of feedback from consumers. And so there were kind of three things that came out of that research. One of them is that MyCUID only applied to really credit union usage. And so the idea around MemberPass is to be completely interoperable and allow members to use them outside of the credit union as well.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing was it was difficult to pronounce.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, only us in credit unions can appreciate our love for acronyms.
Oh, yeah.
And so consumers were trying to call it MyCUID.
Yeah.
You know, which was a lot of fun to hear. And I watch for different media things and press that come out on us. And my favorite is a YouTube video from a media outlet that repeatedly calls it MyCUID.
MyCUID. Okay.
And also, it's just if somebody did know what MyCUID stood for, they wouldn't make the connection.
Right.
And so that was the most important thing.
Right.
And so we want to make sure that the branding of the product really matched the utility that it brings.
Yeah,
forward.
I love the new name. And my whole thing is like, if a name requires a lot of explanation, then maybe it should be, or pronunciation, that type of stuff, maybe you should relook at it. I think you guys nailed it with MemberPass. But why MemberPass? I mean, obviously you get the member part of it, but the pass part of it? So what's the philosophy behind the new name?
Yeah. So member, of course, is very, very, we relate to that very well in credit unions, but it's not inclusive.
Right.
Right. So you could be a member of anything. You could be a member of our network. You could be a member of a loyalty program or whatever that may be. The word pass is kind of a reference to passport.
Gotcha.
So just as you use your passport for verifying yourselves in a lot of different ways, same kind of concept, only we're bringing that into more of a digital form than a physical form.
Gotcha. Okay, now in your announcement, you cited a Barclaycard prediction that by year 2022, which is going to be right around the corner, it's going to be here before you know it, 40% of all customer interactions will be based on a decentralized identity, which is what MemberPass is. So how can credit unions really take advantage of this opportunity? Because it sounds like it's there for the taking. And it sounds like you guys have positioned MemberPass quite well to do this for credit unions.
Yeah, definitely. And when you think about how credit unions interact with their members today, they have to interact with them and understand who they are or verify who they are in the branch or in the call center or when they're conducting transactions online or on their mobile device. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of different authentication protocols that credit unions have to manage besides. And so as new data breaches occur, you know, just add another layer to that. So we're constantly keeping up to the latest and greatest technology to make sure that not only the members protected, but also the credit unions protected. Oh, yeah. So this is a new wave of verification that is leveraging what is now referred to as privacy technology, which is kind of pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like the sound of that as well.
Yeah.
So we've heard a lot about what you're just talking about, digital identity, decentralized, all this stuff over the last year or so, and CU Ledger now with member passes really been leading the way for credit unions in this area. So what does this mean to the member consumer out there? What does it allow them to do? I know it helps them with fraud. Yeah. It helps them with, just getting identified much quicker, that if you're going through a call center process, that type of stuff. What exactly does it help a member? I'm going to get all the way down to the end user part of it.
Yeah, it's all about making the member experience better.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. You put your member hat on.
Yeah.
You know, think about how frustrated you can get if you can't remember a password or you're...
Happened to me yesterday.
Right? Or you get locked out of your accounts. Mm-hmm. Now you got to do a password reset. Or think about the time you called into a branch and you were asked for your last 5 transactions. Like, I don't know about you, but... that's impossible for me to read.
Me too.
Because I use my card all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And think about, when you were able to authenticate yourself, but then you need to be transferred to another department. Mm-hmm. Then you have to go through that process all again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so consumers, our members are frustrated.
Yeah.
They're frustrated with that type of friction.
Mm-hmm.
And all they want is convenience. They trust credit unions. We've always been known to have a high value of trust among consumers. So why don't we leverage that,
mm-hmm.
and give our consumers the protection that they really want?
Right.
You know, so that they don't have to worry about identity theft,
mm-hmm.
any longer.
Right.
Or writing down a book, like I have, of users and passwords.
Keep that in a safe spot, Julie, all right? Put that in a safe.
Safe flat. I just pulled that out of my drawer. But I've seen people write, have pages in plastic sheets of their usernames and passwords,
mm-hmm.
and that's how ridiculous it's gotten.
Yeah. Yeah, and you also, I'm thinking as you're talking too, we're also competing with kind of the Amazon effect or the Airbnb or the Uber effect, where the process of doing something is so seamless and so easy that it doesn't requires very few hoops to jump through. And this is seems like it's kind of going along the same lines as well, what you just described. So it's so much easier.
Yeah, and reports that I've seen is consumers are expecting it. They're expecting a higher degree of security. And they believe that if they felt more secure and that their information was being held privately, that there's a greater opportunity for adoption of those digital channels.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it sounds like there's this fine line or this balance between convenience and security. And what you guys are doing, it seems like you guys have found that balance for credit unions and members out there with what you guys are doing there.
Yeah, most definitely.
Cool. Hey, I want to turn to credit unions now. So what is the value proposition for credit unions using Member Pass? Because it seems to me the value just goes through the roof.
There's a lot of value in terms of just the forms of authentication. No more multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
SMS messaging. NIST, the standards group, has come up and said SMS is broken. There's a lot of different tools that we currently use in credit unions that are just not as effective.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't resolve the fraud issue. And so, the multi-factor, the knowledge-based questions, those all go away.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how MemberPass could streamline KYC and other compliance-related
mm-hmm.
processes.
Mm-hmm.
There's the California Consumer Protection Act, and there are a lot more states that are going to be coming out with their own variations of consumer privacy rules.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag rules is another one that keeps popping up. And so MemberPass can definitely help credit unions in streamlining those processes. And we've been really focused on our use cases more so for existing customers in back office operations.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding a tremendous value MemberPass can bring to new account opening and KYC.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really, the second half of this year, going to be focused on that type of use case and helping credit unions and streamlining that and cutting costs.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's also a revenue opportunity for credit unions with MemberPass as mm-hmm. well. as organizations outside of the credit union vertical are looking at ways that they can authenticate a consumer, they're not going to have the onboarding departments in their organizations like credit unions do. They know credit unions have to go through the KYC regulations to prove a consumer is who they say they are. And you know, for an organization to do that, it would cost them millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And so, but they're also willing to pay for that type of service.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Credit unions could be offering member pass as a service for verification or to vouch for the member if they have to utilize such information.
Oh, that's so cool. So, I mean, gosh, this gets bigger and bigger as time goes on, for sure. The other thing that really interests me about it is using this digital ID for government identification, healthcare, all sorts of really cool stuff. So this could go everywhere, and your credit union could be like the foundation for your digital ID, right?
Yes, definitely. You know, we're seeing a lot of activity in government, state government in particular. Mm-hmm. We've been contacted by several different insurance providers in that vertical. They see the value that credit unions can bring, and the trust factor that consumers have of their credit unions is also appealing as well.
Yeah.
And so that's been really hitting home with a lot of different opportunities for credit.
Yeah, that's so exciting, so exciting. You mentioned already last year, 2019 was the year of the pilot. And one of the credit unions that was piloting it was Desert Financial, which is already using it. So, so what's been the feedback from them, just as an example, as well as their expectations going into the future?
Yeah, definitely. We had three credit unions that helped us out in our pilots last year. Desert Financial was one of them, but I want to give shout outs to the other two.
Sure.
Unify Financial and True West. Mm-hmm. And the feedback that we got and the participation that we got from them was extremely valuable. It was like gold to us, of course, you know, because they not only helped us in really defining the member experience and helping us refine that, because when we first started, the enrollment and the verification process was rather confusing and kind of clunky. And so we've made a lot of improvements. We're not done with making those improvements, but we've made great strides in improving that overall experience and making it very quick and easy to use.
Awesome.
Credit unions also helped us in our pricing model. They told us that they want to deploy this across their enterprise. They want to deploy it much like they were forced to deploy EMV, you know, on the cards.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're bringing this to their member as a member benefit. This is a tool that will protect you, safeguard your privacy. You own it and you control it. We needed to make that pricing structure in a way that it is affordable for their members to give it away to them. And that's really what we want them to do.
Yeah.
And having a credit union-owned QSO structure, that gives us that flexibility, right? Because we're owned by credit unions and we're not backed by, you know, venture groups that have very high revenue expectations. And so, that's a really cool part of that whole QSO model, I think.
Yep.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, I think I mentioned this before, is that our use cases have been very focused on existing members, you know, in the back office. But realizing the greater opportunity might be in with new accounts is pretty exciting.
No doubt. Yeah, I think 2020 is going to be a phenomenal year, I think, for this technology for sure. To wrap up here, because I know you got a lot on your plate, you have more like a buffet, so you got a lot of things going on, Julie. So I won't keep you too much longer. Where can folks find out more about Now Member Pass and get involved and even help the technology get even better and better?
Yeah. I think the point of all of this is to let credit unions know that we're ready. We're ready for commercialization. We're ready to get this started and get it deployed inside their credit unions. We also created a new website, memberpass.com, that is designed around three different audiences: the credit union, the credit union member, and as well as the developers. So there's a lot of cool tools on that site.
Okay.
that credit unions can utilize, and let us know how they want to get involved.
Right on. Good stuff. All right, Julie, I'm going to let you get back at it because you got lots of things to do, so we won't hold you back. But thank you so much for this great information. Congratulations on the new name. You guys knocked it out of the park with that one. You're spot on with the name. So look forward to seeing how 2020 progresses for you guys.
Yeah, it'll be a pretty exciting year. Thank you.
And you're welcome.